and particularly to refer people, if they haven't seen it, to the Vancouver Declaration on nuclear weapons and international law, on the imperative for nuclear disarmament, which John Burroughs was very much involved in, plus a number of other legal experts, and grew out of discussions and consultations that were held at a conference in Vancouver, which also brought in some representatives of Red Cross organizations, which is another one of the developments. The Red Cross, both the ICRC and Red Cross societies, really picking up on the application of international humanitarian law to nuclear weapons, which wasn't ignored in the 1996 ICJ advisory opinion, but probably wasn't given sufficient credence, I think, in terms of the importance of law as it relates to human security, as it relates to customary norms, as compared to national sovereignty, which, as we saw in the 1996 opinion, the humanitarian law and other laws of warfare were balanced against the state practice of nuclear deterrence. So all the discussions that's been happening today, I think, gives a lot of support to the conclusions that were derived from the Vancouver Declaration, which is available on the Lawyers Committee on Nuclear Policy website, and I think does give an update on the status of law with respect to nuclear weapons, and helps to reinforce the new momentum that we just saw last week in the preparatory meeting of conference of state parties to the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, their preparatory meeting, first preparatory meeting, leading up to the review in 2015, where there was a lot of attention given to the humanitarian consequences of the use of nuclear weapons, the relevance of that to international law, other impacts such as nuclear famine and climate change, and the impetus and imperative this gives to moving towards a ban, an accepted ban, not just on threat or use, but on the possession of nuclear weapons. So I really do think there is a growing momentum, and it derives from the ideas that have been discussed today on the broader context of law, not deriving just from agreements between states, but on principles and on the key importance of humanity as a whole. Now, I'm not an international legal expert. I'm more a practitioner in putting this in practice, working with parliamentarians and civil society. It's really helpful to have legal interpretations and documents like the Vancouver Declaration and the recent resolution from the Red Cross societies to really help galvanise and mobilise civil society and parliamentarians to act on these issues. So thanks again for the opportunity to be able to listen, learn and to participate in this conference.